Hi, this is dictation from Michael Hargrove, MICHAELHARGROVE. Date of service is 8/1/2022. Date of birth 10/31/1963. And date of accident is 5/17/2022. Mr. Michael Hargrove presents here for a follow-up evaluation. He reports that he was initially involved in an automobile accident on May 17, 2022, as a rear passenger on the right. The accident was a head-on collision, and it appears that he started having headaches after this accident, along with dizziness, vertigo, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, loss of balance, confusion, nausea, vomiting, incontinence of the urine bowel, and blurred vision, loss of vision field, and spots in the vision, as well as pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, and the right arm, right leg, right side of the head, with difficulty walking. Patient was initially seen on 6/30/2022. He was ordered medications as well as he was ordered a physical therapy 3 times per week, and he was ordered off work. And today is 8/1/2022. He reports for a follow-up visit. He has ongoing pain, especially most of the pain are right-sided, involving the right side of the neck, right shoulder, and the right upper back, right mid-back, right lower back. And there are 9 on a scale of 1 to 10, as well as pain in the right knee. The patient has reported that his pain are 9 on a scale of 1 to 10, and his ADLs are also affected 9. He also tells that his ability to move the shoulder is no more than 90 degrees of abduction without pain. He reports almost 80-90% improvement in the pain, though, with the pain medications and all the treatment, including physical therapy. ADLs are reported as follows. The general activity, mood, walking ability, work, and relationship with other people are affected 8 on a scale of 1 to 10 most of the time. In the system review, patient reports that in neurology, psych, headaches are going on, and they are 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. They are occupying front and the back of the of the head, and most of the time they are severe, associated with dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision. He does see the spots, and he has a moderate difficulty in sleeping, sleeps only for 4 hours. There is a loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, and lack of focus. In the pain and numbness, patients keep suffering from pain in the right side of the hip, right knee, and with difficulty walking. He is unable to sit and stand or walk more than one block. He has a stiffness of the right shoulder, neck, and lower back, along with pins and needles of the right hip. He has a moderate pain in the severe pain in the neck and mid-back, upper back, lower back. In the GI, patient suffers from nausea and vomiting, but denies any diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, patient has no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient report the pain level has improved, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or any weight loss. Current pain medications are Tramadol, substance abuse. Patient utilizes marijuana in addition to relieve the pain. Compliance is strict. Patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination. Blood pressure is 67/48. And pulse is 85, pulse ox is 98. Rest of the physical examination is from previous visit of 6/30/2022, dictation number 0725-032. Please use the general review, musculoskeletal examination, and extremities examination along with diagnosis. Plan of care. Plan of care is to continue the physical therapy as such, and continue the knee brace, back brace, neck brace that the patient has been given. 10th unit, and continue the therapy, acupuncture. Patient is referred to chiropractor. Patient is also referred for ophthalmologist to investigate his eye vision, and then on the next visit, we'll think of ordering MRIs if the pains are not gone, as well as a neuropsych evaluation. The patient is overall stable. His blood pressure is low. We told him that he needs to have plenty of water and salt and full three meals, and maybe see his own doctor, healthcare doctor. Thank you. He'll be seen in 30 days.